course, the race for the Democratic nomination for president is serious business, but with one Chicagoan, Barack Obama, and Chicago-born Hillary Clinton doing battle with each other, the second city often plays the race for laughs. NPR's David Shaper takes us behind the scenes of the famed Chicago improvisational troupe to see what's fair game in the sometimes tasteless world of political satire.
It's not a pretty place, but as you walk up the stairs of the old, dark, and drafty Second City Main Stage Theater, you're immediately struck with how significant a role the group has played in the evolution of American comedy. Hanging on the wall are pictures of old casts, the very young faces of Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and John Belushi, through performers like Mike Myers, Chris Farley, Steve Carell, and Tina Fey. You can recall Aykroyd doing President Nixon and see that the seeds of Stephen Colbert's truthiness were sown here. So it's no surprise that some of the sharpest takes on the 2008 presidential race are right here.
Barack Obama is.
Barack Obama is.
Barack Obama is.
Barack Obama is me. Hello, African Americans. I am Barack Obama.
And for more than a year now, the Second City in Chicago has been opening its shows with this scene, each of the six ensemble cast members under their own spotlight, each taking a more absurd shot at the hometown's presidential candidate's efforts to appeal to every slice of the American public.
Hello, white male Americans. I am Barack Obama. And I hope to become your next president. Let's face it, at heart, I am a white man. After all, my mother was from Kansas, and that's as white as it gets.
The Second City shows no fear in taking on the most sensitive issues in this campaign, including sexism and racism, like in this skit called Killer, in which a woman in dark sunglasses tries to hire a hitman.
I need someone taken care of immediately.
Who is it?
Barack Obama.
What's your name?
I don't see why that matters.
What's your name?
Right. It's Sillery Tintin. All right, so you'll do it?
No, I won't.
What?
I can't kill Barack Obama.
Why?
I'm in love with him. I think he's dreaming.
You are the 11th assassin I've talked to, and they've all said the same thing. What is it with this guy?
He's just the right amount of black.
That's a line that, to me, is pretty on the mark for a lot of Americans.
Second City Ensemble member Brad Morris says the recipe for successful political satire is to take a little bit of the truth and push it to the absurd or to the border of being offensive.
I feel like part of our job is to find the line and then constantly play with the line.
That line is toyed with more here as that hitman scene continues.
What does this guy have that I don't?
He's got a voice that sounds like sandpaper covered in maple syrup and topped with chocolate chips.
I have a nice voice. Now listen, your precious boyfriend isn't perfect, all right? He's a smoker. He's done coke. He doesn't have enough experience.
I know all that, but I don't care. Haven't you ever loved a man so much you could ignore his faults?
You want to hear raucous, you know, cynical, hyena-like laughing. And then you also want to hear bubbling up from underneath that some groans, you know, and some, oh, no. You want to hear that. That means you're doing your job.
And nothing is as touchy, Morris says, as a scene that jokes about trying to assassinate a presidential candidate, and a black one at that.
I got to watch Barack Obama watch that scene, which was very interesting. And I have to say, he does know how to laugh at himself, because I watched, and that's some real dicey stuff. He was belly laughing, and Michelle was there, and she was laughing at it.
Obama's campaign confirms that the Obamas enjoyed the show and were not offended by it. So now Morris and the Second City cast have to write a new show that will open in April and run through the fall, but without yet knowing who the nominees will be. Main Stage director Jim Carlson says the last couple of months of debates, speeches, and gaffes with candidates getting in and dropping out offered plenty of good material, but sadly it's material the Second City can't use.
They're probably writing some political things right now, but it's changing so much that by the time we open, things that are happening right now will be long past relevant.
Carlson and the cast are hoping the race is more settled after next Tuesday. They're writing jokes and skits that'll make fun of John McCain, and they can't wait to find out if it'll be Obama or Clinton that they're poking fun at as well. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.